Blog Talk Radio.
We love you. We love you. We love you, Lord, today. Because you care for us in such a special way. That's why we praise you. We lift you up and we magnify your name. That's why our hearts are filled. That's why our hearts are filled. That's why our hearts are filled with praise, with praise. That's why our hearts are filled. That's why our hearts are filled. That's why our hearts are filled with praise. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning with an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving. Father God, we thank you for one more day that you have commanded us to rise and to shine and to give you all of the glory. And this is what we do, and we thank you for the opportunity to do it. Father God, as we come, we want to confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission. Father, anywhere we have come short of your glory, your honor, and your praise. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day. And we thank you for new mercies we see, Father. We embrace the day, and now we surrender the day back over to you, that you will unfold this day, Father, in the way that you would have it to go. Thank you, thank you, thank you, over and over and over again. Father God, we ask that you would bless our ears today, that we might hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us, Father, that we will be hearers and doers of your word as we walk, Father God, with you in the law of obedience, pleasing you, Father, the will of God for the glory of God. We honor you, Father God, in every way. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Father. Now, Lord, as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, 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 and amen again. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is King, Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. And we bless him on a today. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning. If this is your first time with us, amen. Thank you for being here. Please have a seat at the breakfast table. Enjoy the meal. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We invite you to keep on coming back as we meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. Lifting up the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. We thank God for the word of God. Amen. The everlasting word, the eternal word, the word that does not fade away. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It is eternal. Hallelujah. And God's word will always perform that which he has sent it forth to do. God's word always returns back to him, mission accomplished. Hallelujah. Why? Because the mission is possible. Hallelujah. If it came from God, it's possible. Amen. Hallelujah. And it is accomplished. It's going to be accomplished. There's nothing that we can do to stop God's word from not fulfilling itself. because God is not a man and God is not a liar. And so we fall in love with God's word because this is how, amen, it's more, God's word is more necessary than our natural food. Amen. Because, amen, we are feeding our spirits. Amen. When we feast on God's word. Amen. And the spirit is eternal. The flesh is temporary. It's just our body suit. Amen. For our visit here on earth. Amen. But when the mission is over, hallelujah, after we have accomplished all that the Lord has called for us to accomplish, and when the Lord sees fit, amen, this body suit fades away. Amen. As we encounter death. Amen. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. No one can escape death. I don't care how good you are, how bad you are, how pretty you are, how ugly you are, how rich you are, how poor you are. You see, none of us can escape death. None of us. We don't know when, don't know where, and don't know how. And so this body goes back to the grave, goes back to the ash to ashes, dust to dust. Amen. They fade away. But our spirit is eternal. So our spirit is eternal, and it's up to us if we're going to spend eternity in heaven or eternity in hell. Either way, it's eternal. The spirit never dies. It never fades away. Now, it does die, because if you don't choose heaven, then you chose death. Okay, and that's eternal damnation. So we were all created, amen, in the image of God. God is eternal, and so are we. Because the truth of the matter is, beloved, amen, hallelujah, even before we came to planet Earth, amen, our spirits were still in the presence of God. So some people are amazed, and I know I was talking to my granddaughter, and she wants to know, where did God come from? She's still trying to grasp that concept that God has no beginning and God has no end. But what the Spirit had me to share with her, one of the bullet points is, guess what? Because we were made in the image of God, you don't have a beginning and you don't have an end. Ah, my God, sookie, sookie. Ooh, my God, isn't that some good news? Amen, hallelujah. But we get to choose our eternal destiny. And so we blessed be the name of the Lord. We have been speaking, amen, on the law of obedience. Amen. Want to read, amen, coming out of Matthew chapter number 16 on today. Want to read a few verses in your hearing. And let us look in verse number 24, Matthew 16:24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. I want you to underline that word, follow me, in your Bibles. Follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward each according to his works. Assuredly, I say to you, there are some standing here who shall not taste death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God. Amen and amen. Beloved, we just want to speak to you from a thought this morning. Are you a follower? Are you a follower? And you know, the interesting thing about being a follower, some people are trying to lead other people, amen, and they're not a follower. You know, you can't even lead until you learn how to follow. Amen. Glory be to God. When we look at the definition of follow, beloved, amen, to come after in order, glory be to God, to go or come after a person or thing in place and time and sequence, to pursue, to chase, to ensue, glory be to God, to follow. Jesus here, beloved, is talking, amen, and we find many scriptures, amen, with Jesus, amen. We see in Matthew chapter number 4, verse number 19, Jesus was talking to Peter. Glory be to God. It tells us in verse 18 that Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, and he saw two brothers. They were fishermen. The one name was Simon, okay, who we call Peter, okay, Simon Peter, and his brother's name was Andrew. And they were casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus just walked up to these two brothers, amen. Jesus said, come, follow me. Stop what you're doing and follow me, see, and I will make you fishers of men. Now, this is a very interesting verse. The very next verse, in verse number 20, it says, and at once they left their nets and followed him. Beloved, how long is it taking us? How long is it taking us, amen, to be obedient to the Lord, to be obedient to the Holy Spirit, to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit? See, or are we sitting around trying to compromise with the Holy Spirit? We're going to tell the Holy Spirit what to do. We want God to bless our agenda, see, instead of seeking God's agenda. How many of us are in delay, in denial, in procrastination? Or already made up our mind, we ain't going to do it that way because we ain't feeling it. See? He told them to come and follow me. Stop what you're doing and come. Drop what you're doing. Now, beloved, that's what you call total obedience. Total obedience. When Jesus used this picture of his followers taking up their crosses to follow him, the disciples knew exactly what he meant. See, there was no ambiguity here. They didn't have to say, what you think he meant? He wasn't clear. No. They knew exactly what Jesus meant. Because crucifixion, beloved, was a common Roman method of execution. And condemned criminals had to carry their crosses through the streets to the execution site. Isn't that something? Wow. Following Jesus, therefore, meant a true commitment, the risk of death, and no turning back. No turning back. Come follow me, and there will be no turning back. Come and follow me. And if you're following me, you're following me. You're not turning in the opposite direction. If my people called by my name will turn, what? Turn towards Jesus, following Jesus, following. You cannot be a Christian and not be a follower. All right, so Jesus told Peter and his brother, come on and follow me. And suppose they had said, nah, okay, no, not right now. We want to, you know, get a certain, we trying to get a certain number of fish because we need a certain, you know, amount of money because we trying to buy a house. And, you know, so I tell you what, let us go here. We want to, you know, go to, the sale this weekend and, you know, see how much money we can. Jesus, come back next week. And let's just see how production looks. Let us count our money. Let's see if I can afford to follow you. Huh? What if they had just told Jesus, no, I don't know you? It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Glory be to God. When we don't follow Jesus, I got my career to pursue. I got goals. I got agendas. See, it's crazy.
But yet we say, well, I said the sinner's prayer. I said the sinner's prayer. Jesus said, if I believe in my heart, confess in my mouth, amen, I'll be saved. Okay, so you said the sinner's prayer, amen, and you haven't followed Jesus one day after that? Something wrong with that picture, beloved. Something real wrong with that picture. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus said, hallelujah, thank you, Father God, hallelujah. He said, come and follow me. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. All right. Hallelujah. Following Jesus. Give me one second here. Hallelujah. Got all my notes spread out here. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Jesus even tells us, beloved, amen. He says, whosoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. He said, anyone who loves their father or their mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves their son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. Beloved, let me tell you this, and this is why, amen, glory be to God, we just have to count the cost and just make a decision if we're going to be a true follower of Christ, amen. And you cannot definitely be a follower if you're not walking in obedience, because you don't know which way God's going to lead you. All you know is it's the right way, because Jesus said he is the way, he is the truth, he is the life. Christian commitment may separate friends and loved ones. Beloved, when Jesus was saying this, Jesus was not encouraging us to be disobedient to our parents. Jesus was not encouraging us to be confrontational at home. Rather, he was showing that his presence demands a decision. You got to make a decision, either you is or you ain't, your tis or you taint. You have to make a decision. Is Jesus Christ Lord of all? If Jesus Christ is not Lord of all, Jesus Christ is not Lord at all. You have to make a decision. Because some will follow him and some won't. And conflict will inevitably arise, beloved. Family and friends may see our new faith as rejecting them. They might take it personal. As we turn our faith, glory be to God, to Jesus. As we turn from our former beliefs, activities, and life choices. And as you take up your cross and follow him, your different values, morals, and goals will set you apart from others. Oh, you're going to be set apart. Come out from among them and be ye separate. You don't think the same. You don't talk the same. You don't desire the same. You don't do the same things. Why? You don't have a desire to do. Not because you're better than anybody. You just don't have a desire now. Why? Because you're hungering and thirsting after righteousness. See, you're no longer conformed to this world, but you are now transformed by the renewing of your minds, that you might prove the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of God. See, as a deer that panteth after the waters, your soul is longing after him. See, he alone becomes your heart's desire. The more of him you get, the more of him you want, the more of him you know. You ever like really, really enjoy somebody's company? I mean, there's certain people in your life, you just enjoy being around them, you know, just their presence. They don't even have to say nothing, really. You just like being in their company. You enjoy engaging in conversation with them, see? and those type of relationships, what? You want more of it. You happy to see him. Hey, let's get back together tomorrow, next week. Glory be to God. Because it fuels you, it energizes you, it lifts you up. Come on now. You see, you know what I mean? You see things different now. You're not talking as negative. You know what I mean? It's just a whole new atmosphere. It's very, very delightful. But this is what the Spirit of God will do, beloved. I'm telling you, the more, oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Boy, when you start tasting up on Jesus, you can't get enough. You can't get enough. He said, I get some more. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus calls us to a higher mission than to find comfort and tranquility in this life. Your mission is higher than your new house, your new job, your new boo, whatever you're trying to get, whatever you're trying to accomplish and desire. There's nothing wrong with desires, amen, your heart's desires, because the Lord, amen, will supply your heart's desire according to his will. But your mission is higher than that, baby. Why? Because you're going to leave all this behind, all of it, all your money. Glory be to all your money, all your houses, all them pretty clothes, huh? Yeah, maybe you met your goal, okay? Well, they'll hold on to your picture, but you up out of here. See, you're going to leave this, oh, you're going to leave it all behind. It's only what we do for Christ that's going to last. That's what's going to last, my love. Don't you want to hold on to what's going to last? See, we have to go for the eternal. We have to go for the long haul, for the, you know what I mean? What really counts in life? Glory, heaven and earth is going to pass away. But God's word will remain forever. Glory be to God. So, beloved, love of family is important. Our love for our family is very important. But even this love can be self-serving and used as an excuse not to serve God and not to do his work. And we hear it all the time. All the time. The Lord is calling us, come follow me. Come do this, do that. And the first thing we want to consider, glory be to God, is family. See, now you're going to let your family hinder you from your obedience. What they feel about it, what they think, their opinion. They ain't got no heaven or hell to put you in. The Lord says, amen, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy mind, all thy soul, all thy strength. Beloved, it's the first commandment. It's the first commandment. Your family, you love your God, is God first. Some people get that confused with the church, okay? But this is God's order, the top three, okay? Love God first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. You love your family after that. And the church comes after that. All right? So your family member sick, you didn't go to church this Sunday. Why? Because your family's sick. Okay, fine. Well, that ain't got nothing to do with God being first. You're not going to displace God. Why? Because he's supposed to be in your heart. You don't have to get in your car to go see God. Anybody happy about that? You don't have to get in your car, amen, to go to a building to see God because you are the building. Hey, my God, and God wants a tabernacle with you. Hey, my God, sookie, 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 sookie. Hallelujah. Beloved, don't neglect your family. Assure them that you love them. In fact, you may be able to influence them. That's the whole goal. You want your family to love God like you love God. Ah, come on, somebody. You don't want your family to pull you away from your love for God. You want to pull your family in the direction that you're going. Look, a family that prays together is a family that stays together. Come on now. You don't want to just go to heaven. Just concerned about you going to heaven. Don't you want your whole family to bust up in there? The whole posse. Huh? Your spouse, your children, your mama, your daddy, your grandchildren. You want everybody in heaven, not just you. We ain't going to be selfish about this thing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 Remember, however, that your commitment to God should be your first priority. What is your first priority, beloved? Let's tell the truth and shame the devil.
All right, well, this is a priority for me. This is a priority. Okay, we got it. Okay, we got it. Everybody has priorities. We're good. Happy. Bravo. 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 You got some priorities. Wonderful. Okay, now what's your first priority? Put them in order.
When I start making some more money, I'm going to start giving God some tithes. Oh, Lord. God said he would not have you ignorant. What's your first priority?
Well, you know, I need me a man. Shoot, I got to get me a... Well, ain't nothing wrong with getting yourself a spouse. Amen. You find of a wife, find of a good thing, better to marry than to burn. What's your first priority?
A lot of people I know running into marriages the same way, trying to get out, trying to find a legal way out without killing them. Because they move too fast. Why don't you get married to the Holy Ghost? The Lord said amen. Jesus said he coming back, amen, for his bride. Huh? Why don't you be concerned about becoming the bride of Christ instead of, you know, somebody else's bride? What's your priority? Ah, come on, somebody. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Jesus told him, he said, stop what you're doing. He said, follow me. Follow my direction. The Holy Spirit will lead thee. My life passage, and some of you, all of you, well, most of you that know me, know my life passage. Why I keep telling you, Psalms 32:8. That's my life passage. What does it say? It says, I will instruct thee. I will lead thee. I will guide thee in the way that thou should go. Well, what good is the Holy Spirit to try to instruct thee, lead thee, and guide thee, and you not following? You all the way on left field somewhere. You already made up your mind that you're going to do it this way. And you're going to see, this is where we go wrong. We walk in disobedience. So we ask God to show us. The Lord come and show us his way. We don't like the way the Lord is taking us. So we want to do it our way, and we want God to bless it. Yeah, and that's how crazy it is. That's crazy. No, Lord, I know, Lord, I don't want to do it your way because that looks difficult, and I ain't got enough faith to do it that way. And we come up with all these excuses while we are in disobedience, and then we say, well, I'm gonna try this way over here, Lord, and I'm asking for your blessing on it. God's not going to bless your disobedience. That's crazy. Saul, take all the Amalekites out. Okay, did you do it? Well, yeah, I did part of it, Lord. I saved the best. I didn't do everything you told me to do. I did part of it. But, Lord, I'm just asking you to bless, amen, what I didn't do. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus, help us. We can't beat up Saul, and we can't beat up none of the other disciples, beloved. Amen, and God's people who walked in disobedience, we have to examine our own. And we have to find out where we come short. And then we have to ask God to forgive us, and we got to mean this thing. Amen. And ask God to help us to begin to yield to the process. Well, that comes through humility and submission. This is why he says in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, if my people called by my name will humble themselves and pray. Humble. Humility. 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 You can't go to God like you know it all. You can't go to God with your spiritual arrogance. See, that was a problem with the Pharisees and Sadducees. And the Lord rejected them. They didn't have to make up their mind they was following nothing and following nobody. And so in order to be a follower, you have to walk in humility, because your flesh is going to, you know how your flesh likes to puff up. Well, I don't need nobody show me. I don't need, you know, I know how to do this. You know, I'm a little educated. I ain't stupid. I had experience in this before, and I don't need nobody to tell me. And we do, and guess what? We take that attitude, amen, right to Jesus. The Holy Spirit said, come this way. Well, that don't look right. Ain't nobody over there. Ain't nobody going to see me. I got some new clothes on, too. Well, I ain't going to get no credit for that. Well, that look hard. See? And this is how we compromise and wrestle with God. And this is why he's saying that the flesh warf against the spirit, and the spirit warf against the flesh. When God speaks to you, he don't speak to your flesh. God speaks to your spirit, spirit unto spirit. The carnal man cannot conceive the things of the spirit, neither indeed can they. This is why we have to be quiet. This is why we have to feed our spirits. So the glory be to God. This is why prayer is important. Fasting is important. And glory be to God, beloved, that we might be in tune with the Spirit of God, that the eyes of our understanding, amen, will be enlightened. And when the Spirit speaks, glory be to God. Come on, somebody. That God's spirit is life. The letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. But we have to be in a position that we even want to hear from God. That we trust God. God was taking the Israelites when he delivered them out of Egypt, taking them into a promised land. It was a 10-day journey. One and a half weeks, they was going to be there. They was going to have it wrapped up rock solid. But what? Because of their disobedience. 40 years in the wilderness walking around in circles. Beloved, a lot of us, beloved, are walking around in circles. We have spent the majority of our life walking around in circles, not even halfway close to the destiny that God has originally set for us. Why? Because we're trying to do it our way. Because we think we know something. Well, then why aren't you God, since you know so much? Huh? Walking around in circles, walking around in circles, mumbling, grumbling. I don't know why God ain't doing this with me. I don't know why God ain't doing this with me. And everybody else being blessed. Huh? Your attitude is wrong, stinking thinking. Why don't you just tell the Lord, yes, I'll do it your way. Why don't you just tell the Lord, yes, I'll trust you and I will obey. It don't look right. It don't feel right, but I know it got to be right because you are right. Come on, somebody. I'll say yes, Lord, yes. To your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes. I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree. And my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Beloved, when Jesus called Matthew to be one of his disciples, Matthew got up, straight up, and followed him, leaving a lucrative career. Well, wait a minute. I'm making over 100 grand. Now, y'all know, use some common sense, y'all. Y'all know y'all need money to pay y'all bills. Come on now. I believe God calling me to do this, but come on now. We need this money. Come on. Huh? We start counting the cost and we say, nah, it's too heavy for me to pay. And that's what Jesus wants you to do. He wants you to count the cost. And then he wants you to make a decision. There's a heavy price, but you know what? Jesus paid it all. Hey! Jeremiah. Hey, my God, suck it. Hallelujah. When God calls you to follow or obey him, do you do it with as much abandon as Matthew did? Matthew said, y'all got this. Good luck to you. I'm going to do what the Lord telling me to do. I'm going to do it. Amen. I owe him all. I'm going to do what the Lord told me to do. Yeah, but you're going to look stupid. I'm going to do what the Lord called me to do. Well, ain't nobody else. I'm going to do what the Lord told me to do. Sometimes the decision to follow where Jesus leads requires difficult or painful choices. It's not always easy. It might not always be easy what he's calling you to do. But are you willing to tell him yes? Matthew did. And like Matthew, beloved, we must decide to leave behind the things that will keep us from following Jesus. It's nothing wrong with these things, but if you hold on to them, it's keeping you from following him. That's why he said, lay aside the weight and the sin that keeps tripping you up. Every weight is not a sin, but every sin is a weight. You got to say, baby, I'm going to let it all go. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Hallelujah. Jesus was always direct with those who wanted to follow him. He made sure they counted the cost and set aside any conditions they might have for following him. As God's son, Jesus did not hesitate to demand complete loyalty. Complete loyalty, beloved. Not this, you can't give Jesus half loyalty. We know we give it to our bosses. Here we go to work, we give them half loyalty. We late. Got other people clocking in for us, signing in for us, you know, taking 30-minute break when it's supposed to be 15-minute break. Calling out sick and you ain't sick. Y'all know how we do. Because they're half loyalty. Now, Jesus wants it all. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Even family loyalty was not to take priority over the demands of obedience to him. His direct challenge forces us to ask ourselves about our own priorities and following him. The decision to follow Jesus should not be to put off. Okay, I'm going to do it. All right, well, as soon as I finish this class, as soon as I move, as soon as I get married, as soon as I get divorced, as soon as the kids grow up, as soon as I start having babies, as soon as I hit the Powerball, as soon as I find me another church. And we got all these excuses. Beloved, you know what you got to do today as I close? Tell excuses be gone. Tell them excuses to be gone. Nowhere in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation do you see one excuse that's acceptable unto the Lord. The Lord don't take your excuses. Because see, what you're telling God, beloved, is that you know better than him. That's called pride. That's called rebellion. That's what got Saul in trouble. Cost him the kingdom. And it's going to cost you something too. You telling God you know better than him. Hold up a minute, God. Just hold up. Lord, have you thought about this? Can we do it this way? You know? And I don't know if he in heaven laughing or shaking his head. Before, you know, we can break the heart of God when we refuse to walk in rhythm with his heartbeat. When we tell God nothing is before you, nothing is more important than you, nothing and nobody. Because we all got to go the same direction. We all got to enter in at the straight gate. So I can't allow nobody else to slow me down. I can't allow nobody else to stop me. I can't allow you to hinder me. I can't. If you ain't ready, then okay. We'll see you when you get ready. But don't try to stop me because I am. And I ain't going to allow you to stop me. I got to go. Somebody said, I'll go. The decision to follow Jesus should not be put off, even though other loyalties compete for our attention. Nothing should be placed above a total commitment to living for him. What's your decision today, beloved? What's your decision? Will you follow him? Will you follow the leading of the Holy Spirit? Will you trust God? Will you got to be willing to trust God even when you can't trace God. See, we always try to trace it back and try to see God. No. Come on, you got peace in your heart. You know this is God. Just tell him yes. Just tell him yes. Just help me. Help me. God. You know what? Even if I heard Joyce Meyer say once, she said, do it afraid. Sometimes because, you know, fear will come in and fear will try to stop you from doing what the Lord. She said, just do it afraid. Just do it. Guess what? The fear will go away. Ask God to help you to help yourself. Help you to surrender. Help you to submit. Help you to obey. Because that's where the blessing is. That's where the blessing is. But one last point, and I'm finished. All right, so Jesus had his 12 disciples. Okay, that was his inner circle. And then out of that, he had 70, and then another 500. And then now today, you and I are his disciples. Now, what if Jesus had approached the 12, and they all would have said, no. My wife got my dinner on table. I got to build my business. Well, no, I don't know you. Well, this what would have happened? Could the will of God been completed if the 12 had told him no? Could God's will have been completed? Well, beloved, in the same way, when you tell God's no, you are hindering the will of God in your life and in his kingdom. Stop being a hindrance. Stop allowing your flesh to hinder what the Spirit wants to do. Amen. God is going to help you. We are more than a conqueror through Christ. We are victorious with Christ. Hallelujah. If God gives you an instruction, he already has the remedy. Amen. Hallelujah. God supplies where he guides. Amen. If God is calling you, amen, believe me, beloved, hallelujah, God just don't work on one side of the spectrum. Hallelujah. He's working on the other side. So when you get there, he told, amen, Elijah, he said, I want you to get up from this well. Glory be to God. The ravens, amen, the dirty birds have been feeding you, but this season is over. He said, get on up and go over there to Zarephath. So he said, I have sustained a widow woman to take care of you. And when Elijah got up from the well in obedience to God, not only was God working on Elijah's end, he was already working on a widow's, a woman on the widow's end. Hallelujah. And he had already prepared the miracle. God has already prepared the place he's calling you for. You just got to trust him and tell the Lord, I'll do it. I'll do it your way. I'll do it your way. God has a will. God has a time. God has a way, and God has an order. Hallelujah. And you don't know what you're doing, so just trust him. Hallelujah. And follow him. He will never mislead you. He'll never throw you up under the bus. Oh, glory be to God. He is always in your best interest. But you got to tell him, yes, I'll go. I'll be obedient because my obedience is better than my sacrifice. I'll be obedient and I'll go. Hallelujah. What's your decision today? Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the word of God as it has come forth. Father God, we honor you. We bless you. Father God, forgive us. Forgive us. Forgive us for being disobedient, just hard-headed, stubborn, and rebellious. We just want things our way or no way. Oh, Father God, forgive us. Forgive us for allowing our flesh to dominate. Father God, hallelujah. Help us to mortify this flesh, Father, that we might walk in faith and obedience to you. Walk in humility and trust, Father God, and do this thing your way, Father. Because there is a way that seemeth right to a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. We don't want to walk in the way that seems right, but we want to walk in the way that is right, because the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, beloved, amen. Meet us at the altar of prayer today. We will be praying at 12 o'clock and back at 9 p.m. Amen. On the altar of prayer, call in at the top of the hour. Amen. Bring your prayer requests. Amen. Hallelujah. And watch God move. Amen. Watch God move. The prayer altar, amen. Our telephone number is 385-799-9729, 385-799-9729. All right, Lord's willing, we'll be back here again tomorrow morning. Amen. Let us continue to pray for the conditions of the world, beloved. People are really, really going through. Amen. With sin doth abound, grace doth much more abound. Why? Because God has a remnant of people here on planet Earth, amen, praying. Hallelujah. So heaven now has the authority to move. Hallelujah. Because when two or three touch and agree on anything, amen, it will be done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah and hallelujah. Father, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, we seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree. It cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today, Father. In Jesus' name, we cancel tears, we cancel sorrow, accidents, incidents, calamities, malfunctions, fires, gas explosions, home invasions, any form of bad news shall not come nigh our dwelling. We say thank you, thank you, and thank you. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. And the church said, amen, 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 and amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia signing out. Love you, love you, love you. Amen. Everybody walk in the blessing, because the blessing manifestation is already here. You just got to follow the Lord. Just follow him. Jesus came that ye may have life and have life more abundantly. Love you, love you, love you.
You called my name and I kept on running. I would hide when I heard you coming. Didn't wanna fit you in my time. Thought life without you I would be fine. So because I didn't listen, you broke me down to get my attention. Now I see there was no other way. So I stand right here with these words to say. Lord, I'll go. If you need me, Lord, I'm sure to follow. Just say so. Sometimes when I feel I'm not worthy to do the will that you
you.